USA Radio News.
I'm Jeremy Scott. After the House passed President Biden's COVID relief package, moving it to the Senate, he's calling for quick action.
The $1.9 trillion COVID relief package is now in the hands of the Senate after being passed by the House early Saturday morning. Speaking from the White House Saturday, the president urged the Senate to take swift action on the measure, calling the bill vital to relieving suffering in the country.
We have no time to waste. If we act now, decisively, quickly, and boldly, we can finally get ahead of this virus. We can finally get our economy moving again. And the people of this country have suffered far too much for too long. We need to relieve that suffering. The American Rescue Plan does just that. It relieves the suffering. And it's time to act.
The president has pushed lawmakers to pass the relief package before March 14th, when federal jobless benefits expire. From the USA Radio News Ohio Bureau, I'm Dan Naraki.
You're listening to USA Radio News.
Maybe you've heard about MediShare and you know what it is. It's the affordable alternative to health insurance. But you've wondered, can I really save a significant amount of money on my monthly health care bills? And the answer is an emphatic yes, you can. You can save a lot of money. Whether it's just for you or for an entire family, MediShare has an option for you. In fact, the typical family saves $500 a month switching to MediShare. And it really is the gold standard when it comes to healthcare sharing. You get free telehealth services. You get a huge network of doctors. You get great customer support. And you get the sense of security that comes from being a part of 400,000 people who share not just each other's medical bills, but purpose, too. MediShare is a community of Christians who pull together and pray for each other, which is very refreshing right now. If you want more info, it's so simple. You can get a price within 2 minutes. Call 833-34-BIBLE. That's 833-34-BIBLE. 833-34-BIBLE.
Protests across the globe have ended in death, destruction, and arrests. Security forces breaking up protests in Myanmar opened fire on a crowd, killing at least 18 and wounding 30. Protesters against the military seizure of power are demanding that the elected government be restored to power after being ousted by a coup 4 weeks ago. 10 people in Barcelona were arrested for assaulting police over the jailing of a rapper for glorifying terrorism and insulting royalty in his songs. Around 2,000 marched calling for the release of Pablo Hasél. A crowd set fire to a police van, smashed storefronts, looted businesses, and threw glass bottles at officers. In Bangkok, police used tear gas and a water cannon on protesters at a military base. The group calling for the king to give up command of the army also threw bottles at police. And in downtown Portland, Oregon, several businesses were damaged as demonstrators smashed windows and tagged buildings with graffiti. Protesters said they opposed the Biden administration's immigration policy and Immigration and Customs Enforcement. This is USA Radio News.
Hi, this is Wyatt Cox. Each and every day, the USA Radio Network produces 3 hours of the greatest radio programs of all time. Comedies, drama, suspense, it's all there. Classic radio theater. Now, if your radio station doesn't carry the program, you can find them anywhere podcasts are served, including iHeartRadio, Spotify, Spreaker. Just search for USA Classic Radio Theater. Find it. USA Classic Radio Theater. You'll love it.
The Ebola virus is once again killing people in Africa.
The government is implementing new measures to prevent the spread of the Ebola virus by travelers from Guinea and the Democratic Republic of Congo entering the country, according to the Center for Disease Control and Prevention. The announcement comes after Ebola outbreaks in the two African countries that have killed a combined 9 people, according to the WHO. Previous outbreaks in the countries, as well as Liberia and Sierra Leone, killed thousands of people. In a statement, the CDC said the Ebola outbreaks in the two countries are in remote areas, and the risk of spreading to the U.S. is extremely low. The Biden administration is committed to working closely with the affected countries to end these outbreaks before they grow into epidemics. From the USA Radio News Pacific Northwest News Bureau, I'm Wendy King.
Police responding to check on a vacant home in Kansas were injured by a possible explosion.
If someone was inside, if this is a booby trap, we don't know if this was a gun or if it was some type of improvised device. That's what we're investigating right now. And
Wichita Police Chief Gordon Ramsey, the three officers were rushed to a hospital for treatment. One of them is in serious condition. Another has been released. Police say several windows were open in the home, leading them to think that somebody was inside. For USA Radio News, I'm Jeremy Scott.